If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Miles Rowe is with us. Everybody identifies it as a historic win. And Miles, you didn't even get your helmet and your gear off and get your ball cap on before there was a microphone in your face. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, they've put it in my face pretty quick. No, it was a great win for everybody, the whole team, Avon Motorsports, Force Indy. You know, we've been working really hard to get this win, you know, it being the top step in the ladder system for IndyCar. You know, we had a race in Mid-Ohio last week, which was quite tough on us. And so we had to get the car turned around quite quickly after some damage in Ohio. So it was great to reward the team with this win as they deserved it so much. So, yeah, just a privilege to be able to do it with such great people.
So you're 25 years old. You were born in Georgia. You live in New York City in Brooklyn now. You graduated with a degree in film and screen studies. What the heck brought you to the racetrack?
Yeah, so I actually started racing in indoor go-karting in Roswell, Georgia. I've always been fascinated by just the lifestyle of the racing driver since I was a kid. Always fascinated with Hot Wheels and speed racer sort of a thing. So that was something I did, indoor go-karting, and then got my own go-kart when I was a bit younger. Around age 12 and 14 and such, but I had to stop because, you know, the industry is very, very expensive. So I stopped around 16, 17 and, you know, pursued, academic ventures with filmmaking, photography sort of a thing, and went to New York City. And I wasn't actually thinking about racing for a while, but Force Indy started in 2021 from the Race for Equality and Change coming out of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Brought to us from Roger Penske after he took over the responsibilities of the speedway, and they needed a driver, and so they called me up because I had won a small open wheel Formula series called the Lucas Oil Formula Ford School of Racing, and so they wanted a driver and picked me, and so everything started again, and I was able to get the support I needed when I was 16 in order to continue racing.
Wow, that's awesome. And that program, Race for Equality and Change, is playing an important part in many lives. I was talking to my colleague who has the show before me, and he was pressed to name female drivers in any of the racing leagues. And it was even more difficult to name people of color in any of those racing leagues. So when the headlines say, you know, this is huge. He's the first black driver to win this race. How does that impact you?
Yes, no, it's huge. It's such a privilege for me to be able to represent, you know, my community and everything. As you know, it's been very hard. It's hard for anyone, honestly, to get involved in racing. Like I said, it being so tough financially. So especially just with the history of the black community, especially in America, being an African American and being able to represent that community and do very well and show that it's not just about, you know, just my representation, but also about, you know, my skill and being able to win races and, you know, support my sponsors and show up in the league is huge. And I'm just so grateful to have that opportunity and be using it to my full ability.
I'm guessing that's why we see so many families in racing, that it's handed down from one generation to the next, because not only is the skill set there to lend it to your children or your grandchildren, but also the money's there and the whole team has been there for quite some time.
For sure. Yes. It makes it significantly easier for sure. If you've had family in it in the past, naturally, if you know, you've had someone in the past being able to do it, then, you know, that kind of support has already been there, and it's much easier to get started or continue, let's say. But yeah, especially you know, with the history of you know, just slavery and just racism in the past, it was really tough, especially for black drivers, men and women, to get involved in the sport and even participate without being kicked out of, you know, for instance, speedways and such. So it's significantly been hard for the African-American community to become a part of the sport. It's getting much better today, but it has been hard because there's not many people in there that look like us to support us, sort of a thing. And that's been huge. Like I said, it's been getting better with initiatives from like Lewis Hamilton, like his LH44 initiative, and like the Speedway's Race for Equality and Change, you know, bringing out Force Indy to help people, not only like me as a driver, but mechanics and engineers and such, creatives, graphic designers, filmmakers, photographers. But yeah, so because of that, it's been incredibly difficult for instance, my family to get in. Like I said, we tried to get our foot in the door, but I actually had to stop from 2017 to 2021. I thought I wasn't going to be racing anymore for the rest of my life, or at least until I was 30 or 40 and built my own business that would be able to fund myself, sort of a thing.
Because you love it, obviously. That was your goal, because you love it so much.
That was the goal, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And is your is your ultimate goal to race at Indy in Indianapolis for the 500?
My goal, I've always been a dreamer since I've been a kid. So I like to say my short-term goal is Indy 500. But like you said, I majored in filmmaking, photography and such. You know, there's other racing ventures I'd like to do. I don't want to, you know, cut myself off. I would do Formula One. I would do, you know, international endurance racing. I'm big on storytelling. I love that sort of aspect of just, you know, being creative and using almost like another side of your brain, you know, left side, right side brain. So I want to make films. I want to make a feature film. I have ideas for and pursuing writing a book and such. So there's many other things I'll be doing in my life. And for sure, hopefully we'll be talking again about many of those other things. But the short-term goal is
so.
Indy 500 and many of those Indy 500s.
It's really lovely to meet you. Thank you for joining us today. And Miles, people, I would imagine if you're a storyteller, Instagram, what's your social media platform where you could send people to see you know, what you're doing in your life on the track and off the track?
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. I'm most active on Instagram. You can follow me on, it's a Miles Rowe Online, and you spell my name MYLES, and then it's ROWE, and it's just Miles Rowe Online. It's the same handle for my Twitter. My website is my name, milesrowracing.com. And so that's where I'm kind of active, and you can kind of learn more about me, kind of see more about kind of what I represent, and what I believe in, and what I'm doing and keeping up with in day-to-day life.
Well, you represent yourself and racing very well. It's really nice to meet you, and I hope we do have a conversation again in the future.
Yes, same here. It was a pleasure to be on. Thank you so much for having me.
That's Miles Rowe. Big historic win in Iowa over the weekend, and I think one day we'll see him at the 500.